Shalom, today's daf yomi is Baba Basra daf kuf yud Baba Basra 110. Today's daf yomi is continuing our discussion of the importance of lineage in choosing a marriage. And so says our Gemara on today's daf, Amar Rava Hanose Isha Tzarach Sheyivdok Be'acheha. Somebody who marries a woman should first check out her brothers, because as we're about to learn from the Talmud, that most of the children of the marriage are going to resemble the brothers of the mother. And the proof for this is, says our Talmud, is where it states in Exodus chapter 6, verse 23, Vayikach Aaron es Elisheva pas Aminadav achos Nachshon. That Aaron married Elisheva, the daughter of Aminadav, who was the sister of Nachshon, and he married her as his wife. And so the Gemara says, Mimashma shenemar bas Aminadav eine yodea shachos Nachshon. From the fact that it states that she is the daughter of Aminadav, it's obvious, I would have known that she's anyway the sister of Nachshon. So why does the verse have to tell us that Elisheva, who was Aaron's wife, was also the sister of Nachshon? Comes along our Gemara and says, Ma tamomar achos Nachshon. Why does it say she is a sister of Nachshon? Mikan shanosei isha tzarach sheyivdok b'achel. That somebody who marries a woman should check the brothers out first to determine if they're good people, because presumably the children are going to resemble the brothers of the mother. And indeed, Tana, there is a brisa which teaches us, Rov banim domin achei ha'im, that the majority of children are similar to the brothers of the mother. Note that it doesn't state all of the children, but it just states that the majority of the children are similar to the brother of the mother. And some find a hint to this idea that the children are similar to the brother of the mother, because the words Eish Yischayel Miyimtza, which comes from Proverbs, where we talk about a woman of valor who is a wonderful wife, the Rosh Etevos of Eish Yischayel Miyimtza are Achim, means brothers. So that's how some want to find a cute hint to it. Sefer Chassidim writes that a person can marry a woman whose brothers are righteous, and a person can marry a woman whose brothers are wicked. And the person should choose wisely, because if you marry a woman whose brothers are wicked, and your children turn out to be wicked like those brothers, then you are causing wickedness upon your family, and therefore you're bringing bad things upon yourself. And so therefore the Sefer Chassidim cautions against this approach. So too the Chachmas Adam cautions against it, and he cites our Gemara as halacha, that somebody should check the brothers out first and see if the brothers are pious and righteous and God-fearing. And even though we have these earlier sources stating this, most of the poskim today reject this as in actuality. And so, for example, we see that the Tzion LeNefesh Chaya writes that there are exceptions. So, for example, if the woman who you're marrying is the daughter of a Torah scholar, then you don't need to check the sons. And also, if the groom himself is a Torah scholar, then you also don't need to check out the brothers, because we say that the merits of he himself being a Torah scholar are sufficient. So, too, the Imre David writes about a situation where a person became engaged to a woman, and she had two brothers. And then it became clear that one of the brothers was a righteous person and the other brother was wicked, and so therefore he wanted to know if he could rely upon the fact that one of the brothers was righteous, or if he should break up the engagement on the basis of the fact that one of the brothers was wicked. And so the Shut Imre David notes that one of the sons of Rabbi Hananya ben Taradion became somebody who went astray, Yatzo Atar Basra. Nevertheless, we know that Rabbi Meir married his sister. And so we see from here, he says, it must be that Rabbi Hananya had another child who was a righteous person. And so therefore, that is sufficient to rely upon. And seems a stretch to say that, because you could have also argued that he disregarded this teaching and was able to say that it's not always the case, because it just says the majority of the sons. And indeed, the Karanya da Agarta was asked about a person who was engaged to a woman, and then it became clear that her brother was not such a great guy, and so they wanted to know if they'd go forward with the marriage. And he gave many reasons to say why it's able to move forward with the marriage, even though one of her brothers was bad. So he said, first of all, clearly when there are other good brothers involved, then it's obviously that we don't need to be careful about this teaching of the Chazal, because why would we say you follow the bad one when you can follow the good one? That's one approach. Another approach, he says, is we have a concept of Shomer Pesayim Hashem, that God watches over us if we're engaged in behavior that's not too reckless. And this is not considered reckless behavior. And he said, God will watch over you. And another point, he says, if the child went out astray, but the child didn't really have the time to have a proper Jewish education, then we could say that the one who went astray was not because there's a problem with the family, but because he's like a tinuk shenishba. He's like a child who was captured amongst the captives and raised among the captives. And so therefore, that's not necessarily a reflection upon the family. And he says this whole idea of marrying, of checking out the brothers, that's only what's called midas chasidus, an act of piety, but it's not actually recorded in the halacha shulchan aruch. And furthermore, other reasons that are brought down is this was the case in the time of the Talmud where everybody was pious and pure, and so therefore if somebody went astray, it's very clearly a reflection on the family. But today we're living in a world where many people can go astray for many different reasons, and so therefore it's not necessarily a reflection on the family, and it's not necessary to judge the proposed marriage on the basis of the brothers.